You're listening to Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. There's a massive collection at the Denver Art Museum visitors can't lay their eyes on yet. It hasn't been cataloged, but Darren Alfred has started in. He's the museum's new assistant curator of graphic design. Alfred's going through thousands of objects, posters, book covers, even television ads, donated by the American Institute of Graphic Arts. The museum is now the AIGA's archive, so the collection, already the most comprehensive of its kind, will keep growing. The gift came 5 years ago, but the museum had to complete its new building to seal the deal. Darren Alfred joined me in the studio. Darren, welcome to Colorado Matters.
Thank you.
I understand that you're making new discoveries every day with this collection, but what are some of the highlights so far?
There's a lot of digging to do still, but some of the things that have caught my attention are some of the motion graphics works. Those are works that include music videos, broadcast ads, film title sequences, images that incorporate sound, type, color.
So, I mean, a lot of people might, when they hear graphic arts, jump to something that's on the page, but this includes moving images, things that we'd see on the small screen, the big screen.
Right, exactly.
You've actually brought some of that with you. This first one is the opening credits to Seven, which was a pretty creepy movie about a serial killer. Now, this is the music in the background to the title sequence, but why is this in the collection?
Kyle Cooper had a firm called Imaginary Voices, and he had directed something like 150 different film titles. Seven was one of the earlier ones that he had done. I think one of the most interesting aspects about the credits is its use of type, and all of it is hand-done. It's a very excruciating physical process that he brought back into the film title sequence, where prior to that, a lot of things was just very generic-looking, but this sort of brought it back to an older style of film title sequence that was done by some of the masters like Saul Bass and Paul Rand, who worked for people like Otto Preminger and Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay, so that's just one example, but give us a better sense for the scope of the collection. What all is in it?
Well, it's approximately 8,000 objects, probably one of the most comprehensive contemporary collections of graphic design, of American graphic design. It ranges from graphic identities for corporations, organizations, institutions.
Like logos?
Right, exactly, yes.
Huh.
You know, the FedEx logo, which you see, is an example of that. You know, airlines are pretty significant logos that a lot of people recognize.
So corporate logos, what else? Mm-hmm.
Corporate communications, those are things like annual reports, brochures, editorial design and illustration, so things from periodicals and magazines.
Give me some examples of those.
The New York Times Magazine, the Sunday Magazine supplement that you get, that has won actually quite a bit of AIGA awards.
These are the front covers.
Right, well, front covers, spreads within the magazine as well.
Now, you mentioned that some of these had won awards.
Yeah.
So, is the collection all award-winning design?
It is, yes. And, you know, the AIGA since, I think, the 20s has celebrated the best in design by holding competitions yearly. And so all the objects that are in the design archives are competition winners.
And maybe just a quick sample of some of the other categories.
We
haven't even scratched the surface
But there's packaging design. So things like boxes, labels, product design, you know, the bottle of wine that you pick up at the corner liquor store, you know, the soap that you buy at Walgreens, and those sorts of things. Broadcast ads for companies like Target or Nike that you see on television or online.
Now, I'm listening to this, right? And you're at the Denver Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You've got curators around you who, you know, are working in Western art and Asian art. And here you are. With a collection that involves, you know, possibly cereal boxes and corporate logos, you
yes,
know?
Yeah.
So is this art?
It is art. It's a question that we get every day. It's a difficult question to answer. But I certainly think that design has become such a large part of our culture. And there's a lot of thought and craft that go into it that really bring it up to the level of an art form.
Of an art form. But I think some will hear that and say, but it's commercial. In other words, when Monet painted the water lilies, it wasn't to sell toothpaste.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What does the commercial aspect do to it, do you think?
It certainly makes the task much more difficult. You know, Monet didn't have to answer to a client. These people are charged with a task. They come up with creative solutions for that. Just as Monet came up with a creative solution on how to represent water lilies in a new and different way. This archive, when you look at the work that was accepted in the 1980s and you look at what has happened presently, it really tells a story, a cultural story about design, the design field, the profession, and the world outside of that as well.
If design reflects changes in society, you know, what does it tell you that has changed, say, since the 80s?
Well, I think the most apparent to me is the digital graphics programs that are being used by designers today.
Just the software.
Right, exactly. And things like nonlinear editing systems, which allow someone to digitally go through a film stock and to be able to edit it immediately. And design is increasingly finding, I think, its most flamboyant expression in this art form.
Things that would have not been technologically possible 30 years ago.
Right, exactly.
You brought something to illustrate this. I guess it's a music video. We'll listen, of course, to it and have you describe the images that are passing on the screen. But let's listen just a bit. It's beatboxing, which is the human voice is an instrument, really.
That's correct.
So visually, describe what's going on and why this is in the collection.
This is a work from 2005. The artist is Afra. The video, music video, the song is called Digital Breath. I think the most interesting thing about it is that it combines live footage, that is footage of the artist, with animation. And so just from the title of the song, you can get the sense of this digital breath that in the beginning of the video, you see the artist's face and there's this animation, this sort of sonar-like quality, these radiating lines that come out of his mouth.
And this is all being accomplished with these like high-end digital graphics.
Exactly.
And yes. Therefore would not have been possible 30 years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
And who's behind this? I mean, creating these visuals?
This is Wieden & Kennedy. They're a Portland-based agency that came into prominence, I believe, in the 90s with a slogan for Nike. You probably recall, Just Do It.
Just Do It. Yes. Oh, okay. So. Give me a sense for what it's like going through all of this. Because it's so diverse, I imagine it's videotapes and it's, you know, file cabinets and its posters.
Yes, books, bottles of beer and soap, chocolate. It's a wide range of materials from one end of the spectrum to the other.
And this is all stored and you're looking through it.
Right, exactly. 170 some boxes, that some of which probably haven't been looked at in years. And I have the wonderful opportunity of digging through all of these boxes. And each box reveals something new and exciting.
Well, Darren, thank you so much for sharing just part of this collection with us.
Oh, thank you.
Darren Alford is the assistant curator of graphic design at the Denver Art Museum. He hopes to have an inaugural exhibition in the fall. Visit our website, kcfr.org, for links to both of the videos we described and to the online archive of the American Institute of Graphic Arts.